So, what are we talking today about?
What is today's topic?
Today's topic is... How to Ruin a Take by Opening Your Pen.
I'm glad you exist. If I can.
So can you. That might be treasure. Today's topic is find your tribe. What is a tribe? What are we even talking about? A tribe? Simply, it's a group of people. But it's much more than that. It's acknowledging that each one of those people contributes to an unspoken objective that you all have. It might be something where you share a common background with folk. You might also share a taste. You might also be doing a similar thing with folk. And those folk will make it easier for you to obtain that directive. You'll have a spirit, a vibe that you'll all share and you'll all add to. Having a tribe is like making a song. And you don't just have one single note in a song. You have chords and you have percussion and wind instruments and flutes and maybe a canon, depending on the song.
It's a powerful song.
It's a very powerful song. It's the 1805. Is it 1805? Please write it. We don't give you address. You can't write in. Just write down if it's the 1805 overture or what it is supposed to be. And then why not give the letter to a friend as a joke? They won't know why it's funny. They'll just think you are funny. But if they find it funny, maybe they are part of your tribe. I have found with my own tribe, the group of people who accept me for who I am, they accept what I will become and what I have been and don't offer judgment on those things. And I'm made to feel safe and welcome. And if I'm in trouble, then they can help. And contrary-wise, anything that I expect of them, I would give of myself. So you feel surrounded by a positive and a duplicating force. So you've got that energy that you contribute to, that you have within this group. And you can bounce that energy off. And you can throw that energy at somebody and have it reflected back at you. You know, like, I don't want to say like an atom bomb. It's a catalyst. What I'm describing is a catalyst without thinking of like a weapon of mass destruction. It's a catalyst effect where you're nice to somebody. They're nice to you back. You're nice back to them. And it goes back and forth until you both feel at the top of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You remember the first episode? You're self-actuating. You're actually working together as a team. But more than that, because a tribe is not devoted to an objective. The objective is to support each other. The objective is to exist together in a way that you perceive that shared existence. That's a blessing of a tribe, that these people see the world in the same way that you do, that can contribute in ways that are meaningful to you. And the best way to find a tribe is to find out what you like about yourself. Look inward. Look inward to what you like about yourself. Are you loving? Do you like science fiction? Do you like books? Do you like long walks in the beach? There might be people playing video games. There might be people going to theatres. There might be people that you see again and again and again and again. But there's a few things that I would recommend if you're going to have a tribe, is that you have people that you can trust. Trust is a very big part of growing. Other things I look for are empathic people, people who give a damn about me, people who can read me, people that I can just say, ugh, or I can say a simple sound and they know exactly how I'm feeling. But I'm fun like that. I find that one of the strongest things for a tribe is the ability to help people grow and to facilitate growth by all pitching in and helping. And, you know, it might be similar to a description of a family, but I believe that when you take family out of the equation, you are left with tribes. And I'm very much meaning a tribe in a very Western sense of the word, which is finding those who are like you or have a commonality that you can enjoy and from grow from. For me, it's about the feeling of a tribe. Within that feeling, you can do some wonderful things. Things that you don't normally do in a work team. You don't do them in family. You do them in a place where you don't feel that you're limited. For me, my tribe doesn't limit me. It actually gets me to think about how far I can explore those limits. In, you know, things that are mundane, like a social gathering, or just the belief in myself, or applying for a new job, or doing anything that actually facilitates the next part of my life. I can show you. I can't show you anything. This is a podcast. So I'm part of a volunteer group, and our volunteer group met up in Berlin. And there were 100 other people who had taken up the pledges of this volunteer group to, you know, do the work we do, to be nice to others and such. And I remember it, and I was asked to remember it a couple of days ago, and I cried because I can picture it now. It's June in Berlin. It's a blue sky without any clouds. There is a gramophone playing, and you've got all the people that I've recently met all together sharing cake and laughing. And I felt like I'd come home, but to no home that I've ever had, but just that we were actually all there in the same place, believing the same thing. And it was beautiful. It was something that I have seldom felt, because I didn't feel different. And I'm sure that it's a feeling that we can all appreciate, that feeling of just thinking, I'm different from the people around me. It might be for a number of different reasons. I'm not going to explain the reasons we feel different, because if you know, you know, because you'll simply feel it. Every day, just a little bit out of place. And that's okay. Don't worry about it, because it's actually one of the things that makes you special. It's actually one of the things that gives you power, is that you are somebody else's experience. You are something new to them, something that can give them real insight into something that they don't know. You're actually a missing piece of the human puzzle that they have yet to explore. So you are special, but you'll also find the other pieces that you belong with, so you can make that picture. And if you find those other pieces and you snap in with that puzzle, you make the most fantastic picture, a picture that will stay with you for the rest of your life, because it'll be so vivid and so beautiful. And that's my experience of it. So could I give any advice around this? Get fussy. If you're going to have a tribe, if you're going to have a think about, oh, I want that group of friends, what you've just described, I love that, I want it, get fussy. There's 7 billion people on the planet, you know? There's lots of people who might have that identity. Don't force a thing to happen. If it happens, it happens. It's nice when it does. But going around trying to make things happen can work. I found often that it doesn't work. And also, if you're a bit like me, then you'll overthink it. But it just comes with time and experience. Because as time goes on, you'll get more experiences, which means that when you find your tribes, they will be for more interesting reasons. That it won't just be because you all love cheese. There's other reasons and things. You know, it could be that you're actually after pleasure. You're actually after sharing an experience from the place where you were made with that tribe, because you're all trying to share in these moments that have helped define who you are. Also, tribe can be made out of new stuff, sparkly stuff. If there's something that you don't know, and that person is that unknown thing that you don't know, brilliant. Maybe that growth, that learning about them, their culture, the way of life, the way they dress, their pronouns, other things, maybe all of those interesting things that are new to you are part of that tribe. Maybe your tribe is new things. Maybe it's the wonder. Maybe it's the joy of experiencing. All valid, all beautiful.
How did you end up finding your tribe?
A number of tribes I have found by being myself. Wholly by being myself. Actually, a lot of them just by exploring new things with people. Actually having a new experience that we're all invested in. It's the buy-in from others which made that tribe happen, and the enjoyment I got from being with those people, and how I liked myself when I was with them. That was a big one for me. I liked myself when I was with those people. I was proud of myself. There are some groups that I'm still with 14 years later that I'm still proud to be part of. That group of volunteers I mentioned. And I found them by following what I felt was joy. That's how I found them. And how I also found others to bring them into that tribe. Because I recognize the joy in them that I also see in myself. Which guides me to create space for people to be in. So that they can enjoy the same thing I enjoy. Which makes for a good tribe.
Have you found yourself in a tribe that didn't fit?
When I was a lot younger, yes, I have. When I didn't know myself as well. When I actually wanted to be something other than what I was. When I started trying to match somebody else's expectations of me, I got into tribes which were not productive for me. They weren't good for me. But that's the joy of, well, I say that's not the joy, it was the heartache and the pain. But just like any experience that's negative, learn from it. Because then it can't be a wholly negative experience. Learn what you can from bad things that happen to you.
Tribes obviously change over time. Tribes evolve. You leave tribes, you find new tribes, you join new tribes. What's it like when you've been in a tribe for a very long time and you see people change and leave, new people join? That evolution of a tribe, that change of a tribe.
I'll come from two positions on what you've just said. One, leaving a tribe. And two, watching a tribe evolve. So, leaving a tribe. Well, it depends. Depends how you leave. If you leave on good terms, you may feel lost. You might feel uncertain, nervous, that you've lost a part of you because that part was part of that tribe and the tribe reacted in this way. And you will find other humans and they do not act in the same way as the tribe. It's not the best feeling, I have to say. But if you ditch a tribe because they are toxic, then happy birthday. Positivity is wished. Watching a tribe evolve, it depends on that tribe of people. It depends what they have to bring to that place. It's all well and good all turning up with the same thing, but just like a game of Cluedo, everybody, they have their own cards, but they unlock the different secrets in the house, figuring out who the murderer is. What I'm getting towards is you don't know the skill sets of the people that you're going to go into your tribe. Sometimes the tribe's ability to detect toxicity can be clouded in neutrality, which can be a very difficult thing, especially for the parties in the tribe. So if there is some sort of discord that happens, what are you going to do? Because as we've talked previously, friendships are some of the most difficult ships that you will ever steer because of their inability to be ended or the navigation of what you want from that friendship. It evolves as the friend evolves. But new bad behaviors can happen. You just need to be vigilant towards it. What are you going to do when confronted with bad behavior in your tribe? Are you going to challenge it? Are you going to try and make change happen? Are you going to sit on it and be neutral and hope that it works itself out? Or are you going to say goodbye to that tribe? Is that tribe no longer serving the need that you have? These are difficult questions. They're not ones I can actually give answers to because I would not disrespect the journey you're on.
The struggle of doing without a tribe is, it's not an easy journey. I've been there myself. Without a tribe, what is the tribe that you need today, that you want today? Or do you have all of your tribes?
If I didn't have a tribe, what tribe would I want if I could actually design a tribe?
Yes, correct.
If I could cherry pick a group of people to serve my needs, my perfect tribe, I couldn't. My imagination is too small for the fact that I have not experienced enough. Well, I can say what I'd like now. I wouldn't mind just a group of people who are just cheering me on A group of people who remind me of who I am when I forget myself. A group of people who are checking in, who realize that sometimes I'm not always going to be able to do stuff. But when I am, we do stuff. And like most of them, that we don't have anything that suffocates our friendship. We don't have any bizarre caveats that mean, oh, well, you haven't seen me this month, or you haven't cooked me food once in a while. This friendship is going to peter away. I also don't have anything that feels threatening. So I don't. None of those people want to take away anything that's mine or want to affect friendships I already have with others. But these are all lists. When I say these are lists for a tribe, these are also lists for friends, partners. These are just my general, I like these things in humans. I'd like a tribe that I could go on holiday with. I'd like a tribe where we all put in an equal amount and get something out of it. Like you could just imagine the powerhouse of a tribe if you all put in £10 and buy something for the group that is more, you know, it's like when you pitch in for a bottle of wine, you know, you're at dinner and you're like, oh, we should go for a fancy bottle, then we can have a glass each. That's the kind of thing I like. Or just go, hey, the sales are coming. We could all pitch in, get this game console and then share it. I'm very much a compound or sherry person. When I speak about any of the topics that I speak about, they are from somebody with the nature to want to be with others. I like other human company. You were talking about online tribes. All of those experiences are valid. You won't hear me invalidate somebody else's journey. I don't believe in that. We may take different journeys, but it's not my place to invalidate. They all add to a knowledge and an expanse of what you like and what you need. I just hope that when you do get that extra layer, which is the physicality of meeting somebody, that it turns into a blooming flower rather than realizing that that rose is actually covered in thorns. And I mean that in a very social interaction way, not that somebody catfishes you. Whether you are happy on your own in not needing a tribe, or maybe you're a tribe of one, maybe you're a tribe of 30, 40, or 50 people, maybe you're a tribe of hundreds, I hope that you find your tribe. And what I mean by that is, I hope that you can be yourself. I hope that you can find people who love you for who you are. I hope that you can wake up and go, oh, it's going to be one of those days, but actually I'm just going to reach out to somebody. And they're going to reach back and say, yeah, it's going to be a good day. If not a good day, then a great night. I hope that you can find people who help you be yourself. And I hope that you like the person that you are. And I hope that that growth comes. Okay, so a tribe is a lot like a monkey sandwich. Now, a monkey sandwich, you get two pieces of bread. Although I've done this with wraps, so it's versatile. You get two things that are bread-like. Peanut butter on one side. I put a chocolate spread, I'm not sponsored, I won't name them, on the other side.
Does and then contain I, nuts is chocolate spread?
That's your choice, I'm not, you know. So look, you get peanut butter, unbranded peanut butter, unbranded chocolate spread.
On generic bread.
On generic unloved bread. And then you put a banana in the middle. Because, you know, monkeys, bananas, but also monkeys like peanuts and maybe they like chocolate spread. And that's a monkey sandwich. And, you know, if the toast is warm, the peanut butter is crunchy, the chocolate spread is branded or unbranded, and the banana is, you know, well ripe. These are all the things that will make the perfect tribe for you. But all those things being things that you want instead of crunchy. I don't know what crunchy friends are like. There aren't any crunchy friends. Maybe you do.
You've been listening to the I'm Glad You Exist. If I Can, So Can You podcast. If you want more from us, you can find us on all the usual social medias. Like, subscribe, follow us, which is the best thing you can do to help us continue making this podcast. And please, never ever forget, you are loved.